3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast. That one was hard. I'm glad I didn't break it.
Yeah. You have to buy a new one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that because they weren't cheap. I'm not going to lie.
Well, hey, should we, while I'm getting this set up, why don't you tell everyone whose names are in this little thing?
If you have committed to be a part of our 2025-26 volunteer team, your name is in here.
First of all, shout out to you.
Yes, really. I mean, ministry doesn't happen because of us. Ministry happens because of you. And these names are a clear indicator of the ministry that's going on around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're considering ditching your Connect group and going to weekly, let me know.
You are really on that. And I love it.
I'm here for it. If our people, let's put it this way. We have a few spaces where we're a little thin.
We are a little thin.
Like, we'll figure it out, but we have a few spaces.
Listen, I'm just going to tell you. No, I'm going to tell the truth. That's
the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes, is that Nick Clayson has had to sub in for sixth grade boys multiple times over the last year, and all of a sudden he's real hot to make sure that we get enough volunteers in place.
Well, I would hate it if we had a call off for something at the last minute and I was already booked
otherwise
up.
Committed. Yeah. Otherwise committed.
Can't have that.
For sure.
So
for sure. I love it. And also, listen, our job is to help people find their place of serving. And some of you are serving every other week. This is not an arm twist. It's just an observation from a very seasoned.
It is.
It's a seasoned pastor saying to you, some of you are really great at this.
Eric Cooper.
And you're halftime in it.
West Rowe.
And it's okay to halftime it.
John Ebert.
But when Nick is offering to do a Connect group so that you can full-time serve in a place that the Lord is clearly using you, I mean, it would behoove you to consider that. True story. No arm twisting, no manipulation, just pastoral
counsel. Just straight up facts.
Just pastoral counsel a little bit. Like, I'm going to be your youth pastor. That's what you pay me for. So there you go.
Oh, okay. That was the end of it. I thought you were getting ready to like.
No, I just gave the counsel. Okay. Like, it would behoove you to.
It just felt like you were going for more.
No.
Okay.
I said all I needed to
so
say.
So all y'all people. But what I was saying was just from a pragmatic standpoint. If all the halftimers went full-time, we'd be staffed.
We would be
just
staffed.
Just saying.
Yeah. And
no
for those
shade.
And for those of you who are full-time in it, thank you.
Yes,
I mean, for
you.
Those of you who are half-time in it, thank you. We want you to be invested as best you can, as much
as
you can.
We'll say it. We'll call it what it is. Like, you want community, too. Like, adult community.
Get it.
And so, like, that's why a lot of people are half-time in it. Like, because at this church, like,
you gotta
have
pick.
You
gotta pick.
And we get it. And we support it.
Yeah.
We
support it, and we're also providing additional options so that you can pick differently.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, and the winner is who wins something that we have yet to be determined.
Yeah, put it in the chat. Travis Nash.
Travis
speaking of half-timers. All right, Travis, comment below. We'll see what we can get for you. It won't be Mavs tickets. Mavs?
Rangers.
Oh, whatever.
Baseball's cheaper. There's 162 games. That's so many games.
What are the Mavs?
A lot more expensive.
Well, what sport are they?
Oh, basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, if we want to do basketball tickets, we could do regular season Thunder tickets next year. Road trip. Road trip.
No.
On the youth ministry.
No, that's Ben's job. Ben's job to buy you Thunder tickets, not mine. For sure.
I'll say that. Never mind.
I was going to
talk about basketball.
Yeah, skip it.
We got to give Travis a shout out, though. What do we love about Travis?
Oh, I almost forgot the shout out.
Yeah, don't forget the shout out.
Listen, Travis is... Even though Travis is halftime, Travis has been here the entire time I've been here. So
that's true.
3 years.
I remember meeting him on my very first day.
Yeah, fully vested.
First person to come talk to me after I got introduced to the room.
You know, I feel like, I don't know if people sign on to the Christian horoscope that is the Enneagram, but I just feel like Travis has got to be a 2.
You think?
Like, he's just a servant-hearted, I'll do what I can. If I can say yes, I say yes.
I was going to say Libra.
Anytime we put out, like, hey, we need somebody on a Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Travis is always quick to say, hey, I can't do all 4 of those, but I could do 3. Would that be helpful?
Well, and I know he's, like, his kids are really involved and busy with, like, extracurriculars.
Yeah, 1,000 things.
So that's
an investment on his part. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Trav.
Happy 4th of July week.
Yeah.
By the way.
Sweet.
Let freedom
that
ring.
That means, I think that both means we're on vacation at the end of this week, right? Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. What's the date? When's it drop?
6:30. I'll be leaving. How many days does June have?
30.
So I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm leaving like in 3 days.
Heck yeah.
Where are you going?
The beach, and then Disney. Remember?
I forgot.
I girl mathed my way into a Disney trip.
You did 100%. Girls are mad at you everywhere right now, but you definitely did use the creative. It. Oh, I saved this much money, so it's like I'm going to Disney.
I saved like
for
$120
free.
On flights, but then I went to Disney, so like
so you spent
$1,000. It like instantly.
Yeah, we are also going to the beach. Also known Where? As Phoenix, Arizona, which is all beach, no water.
Yes. I think you're missing a key element of the beach.
We're getting to go see our kids, Timmy and Grace, though. For a couple days. Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it, except it's really hot there.
What's
right
the
now.
Funnest thing in Phoenix to do? Like, I know well, it's hot, this is and
gonna
it's
seem,
July.
I was like, this is going to seem very counterintuitive, but their coffee scene is fantastic.
Oh, I think you've told me.
And yeah. I don't know why you would want to drink coffee when it's 117 literally degrees, but I
they
do
have
it
air
all
conditioning,
the time.
Right?
They do.
Yeah. So
literally, people will time their grocery shopping trips to be done before the sun comes up or after the sun
My,
goes down
like,
'cause it's so
when
hot.
I moved here though from the Midwest, which so mm. like I know Phoenix is hotter than here, whatever. But
I don't know. Sometimes it's not.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, people are like, "Oh, it's hot there," and yeah. I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I think they have air conditioning."
Like, they do. They do, but Nick, it's almost a little bit like you're closer to the sun, no lie. And people like have to put booties on their dogs, like their feet, because the asphalt
that.
Is so hot that it burns their feet. Like
yeah.
your pool, if you don't have a cover over your pool, forget about it. It's like bathwater. Like it is.
That sounds amazing.
You
I'm not
can't
lie.
Explain. True. You and Amanda would really love Phoenix a lot. Not trying to goad you anywhere, but
Phoenix
you know,
was on the table when I moved here.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
I can't remember. Here. Don't
I
forget.
I swept the leg.
Don't forget it.
I knocked that guy in the knee.
Oh, wait. We haven't even talked about what we're supposed to talk about. I was like trying to go story time. Story time.
I feel like that's all this issue has been is story time. Let freedom ring.
So, freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom for our leaders to lead.
Yeah.
We have a handbook.
We do.
And it's. The goal of the handbook is to open up a lane for amazing ministry to happen
yeah.
with our leaders. So how yeah. does the handbook, what are some of the common maybe like questions or
That's great.
Things that people don't understand about the handbook or yeah. have questions about?
That's great. We get so many questions about things like, okay, so we encourage our Connect Group leaders to like have outings with their students and have them over and stuff like that. Like, what's the safety requirement?
What's allowed?
Can I drive them?
Yeah.
The answer to that is yes and no. You can drive them. It does require a different background check. Not one that takes long, just to make sure that you're not some kind of speed demon violator.
So your current background check, unless you have asked to do this,
doesn't
cover it.
Yeah. If you're going to drive kids, we have to know because we have to run an additional background check.
It's like a real ID sort of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. And then you got to treat your car like you would treat any room in our building. You got to have two unrelated screened adults in the vehicle while you're transporting. And so,
or a security camera.
Yeah, a little. So it feels restrictive, and it is a little bit, but it's really to provide freedom in the protection for you,
yeah.
for the students, for the church. And you know, there are ways to get ministry done. They just require a little bit more effort. And sometimes that can be frustrating, especially if you're like us and you're planning stuff at the last minute. But if you're planning ahead at all, it's easy to kind of hit those requirements without too much
trouble. I would
trouble.
Say transporting is not like, it's difficult because you need the two adults.
Yeah.
And if you're driving a regular old car, you only got three
but
other
seat belts. But you
know
what? And this is actually, I'm really glad we're talking about this because a few episodes ago, we talked about Brad and Scott taking their kids to the game.
Yeah.
And they did end up renting a vehicle, but they also had multiple dads.
Yeah.
And the dads volunteered to drive,
yep.
and they just went through.
Or at
through.
Least do the safety screening
they just went
to be
that.
The second
they went
adult.
Through that.
Yeah.
They went through that simple mm-hmm. background check mm-hmm. in order to drive,
yeah.
and they were able to drive.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. And so it also got parents involved, which was actually really great.
Yeah, and if you want to do a gathering, like, at someone's house, like, mm-hmm. same thing. You
yeah.
just... Not the car background check, just
yeah.
the
yeah,
regular ministry safe
yeah,
one.
Yeah, got it. Two unrelated adults who have completed ministry safe training, and you can have it anywhere you want.
Yeah, so if you're a Connect Group leader and you have a assistant leader with you, mm-hmm. and you guys want to have a pool party at a parent's house, mm-hmm. like you two are there with the parent, the kids get dropped off, mm-hmm. boom.
Yeah.
Done.
And you know, that kind of screening does take a little bit longer, but it's also available to every parent to hop in. Like if you need a parent to assist, it will take us maybe a week or so to get them fully kind of vetted, so to speak, and
yeah.
then they can serve. It doesn't always have to be both Connect Group leaders. Also, all staff members are fully screened, and we like to be invited to your party.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like...
Especially if you're serving good food.
You know, Mike Aris recently had a gathering with his kids here on campus, and we're also very happy to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
also another quick question that happens a lot is kind of what is our engagement on social media? Like, how can we engage on social media? And,
texting too.
Yeah. It's a little tricky and a little ambiguous. And that's not on purpose. It's just because this can be an ambiguous. If a kid texts you, you're not going to wait and
you want to ghost them.
You're not going to get vetted before you text them back. So we say, generally speaking, like back and forth one-on-one texts are fine for quick announcements or, hey, what time should I be there, or that kind of thing. But if a kid's starting to engage you in an ongoing conversation, there should be a second screened person. And if it is a situation where they're talking about heavy topics, self-harm, sexual abuse, you need to loop in a staff member on the text thread. Don't just tell us about it. We need to be in that conversation. Likewise on social media, like we don't DM, like we don't want that to be part of our social media strategy. We also don't friend kids. We wait for kids to friend us. And that's because some kids are like, that's weird and creepy. It can send a message you don't mean to send. And so we try not to do that. Now I will tell you, since I've been here, I've broken that rule a time or two. Like, I've had some kids in my grow group, and I'm like, they're never going to friend me. I'm just going to friend them.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different, but also I would encourage you to just be cautious. Be cautious about that. Never Snapchat. Never any disappearing social media. If you have disappearing social media, don't use it with students ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Safety. Safety first.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let freedom ring. Story time.
Yeah. What did you just say? Oh, let freedom ring. I don't know what I thought you said, but I thought it ended with Anne Marie. And I was like, what are we saying about Anne Marie? Love you, Anne Marie.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Anne Marie.
We have a new staff member.
Yeah. How many times are we saying this?
Well, he's leaving next week, I think.
Yeah. No, he's not. He goes till the end of July.
I know, I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
His name is Grayson.
I thought maybe you really didn't know.
And Grayson, in addition to dunking on the student that thought he was amazing at Nine Square, was also playing foosball this week in the game room with a student.
Are we just paying this kid to play games? Like, what's the story?
Well, it was his first week. He's like barely here.
Oh, please tell me he trounced him.
Bleep the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he swept him. He didn't let the kid score.
That's amazing.
Like, game,
good
game,
job,
game,
Grayson.
Game. Like, this dude comes in and he's no mercy. I'll tell you that. On the basketball court, you want him on your team.
He goes hard.
Yeah, he's no mercy. He's the same with the students. So
great.
Shout out to Grayson.
All truth.
Take that, students. No mercy. You got nothing on this.
Hey, speaking of new staff members, we do have a new staff member to introduce.
Oh, yeah. Let's introduce them.
Kaylee Farnan, welcome to the team officially. She starts on July 1st as our student ministry associate, moving out of the residency into a permanent position. So glad to have her.
You guys
on
probably
team.
Thought that was like gonna be more exciting.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's exciting, but you're like, oh,
I mean, most
Kaylee.
Of you probably already thought she was doing that anyway, but it's official. It's Facebook official.
She's worked her way up too.
Boy, she has.
She was volunteer.
Yeah. Well,
intern.
First she was a student.
True.
She was a student, then she was a volunteer, then she was an intern, then she was a resident. Like, that has been one tenacious lady.
Yeah. Next, she's coming for your job.
Yeah. Listen, I might give it to her.
Crash land this thing.
Love you guys.
Bye.